Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Illinois House is advancing a measure to prohibit closing selective enrollment Chicago public schools until 2027. Democratic State Representative Margaret Croak of Chicago says the bill would also prohibit disproportionate funding decreases for these test-in schools, schools like Whitney Young Magnet High School and Peyton College Prep. The state's current moratorium on school closures expires next year. All this comes as Chicago public school leaders say they want to de-emphasize school choice and invest more in neighborhood schools. Illinois lawmakers are considering a proposal meant to give library employees enhanced legal protections, but not everybody is on board with this measure. The American Civil Liberties Union does not agree with the proposal to classify library employees as public officials. That could open up the possibility of higher penalties and longer sentences for threats. Benjamin Riddell is Illinois ACLU Director of Criminal Justice Policy.
These kinds of penalty enhancements, you know, allow elected officials to say they're doing something about a problem, but there's no enhanced safety that comes from ramping up the penalty for an existing crime.
A representative from the Illinois Library Association says he sees the merit of the ACLU argument, but the measure is one way of managing the issue of threats to public libraries. Oberweis Dairy says it plans to lay off more than 100 workers. The Chicago Tribune reports the North Aurora Company says layoffs are set to begin June 11th. The dairy has been family-owned for a century. Oberweis on Friday filed for bankruptcy protection after it couldn't find a buyer. The company has been losing money in recent years. Oberweis has more than 1,100 employees who work at its North Aurora plant and 40 stores in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Missouri. And for the first time in its 90-year history, the Brookfield Zoo will house koalas. Starting Memorial Day weekend, Chicagoans can visit two-year-old marsupials Brumby and Willem. The addition of the two koalas is part of a partnership between the Brookfield Zoo, the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, and the San Diego Zoo's Koala Education and Conservation Project. Koalas are listed as vulnerable because of several threats, including deforestation and brush fires. Brookfield Zoo is a financial supporter of WBEZ. And severe weather could hit parts of the Chicago area tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist David King says the city will likely see thunderstorms until about 11 o'clock in the evening.
Much of our forecast area, including the city of Chicago, would be at a level 2 out of 5 for risk for severe weather. So strong wind, hail up to an inch in diameter, lightning strikes, and having some isolated downpours are definitely possible.
King says the north and western suburbs will likely be hit hardest, including a possible tornado. So warm, cloudy, and breezy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms developing after 5 o'clock, a high of 80 in the south suburbs, but 70 close to the lake. And then tonight, those strong showers and thunderstorms, they could include high winds and hail, a low in the low 60s. Wednesday, some rain in the morning, windy tomorrow with a high near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.